They'll give and give the little bit they have without investing it in themselves, creating some compound interest, because there are those who pay compound interest and those who earn it, but they won't even start earning it before they want to give. And you don't have enough to give in the first place. That's what I want to tell you today. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed. My friends, today we're going to talk about the gentleman. We're going to talk about putting yourself first, starting with yourself. And the reason I bring this up is it might seem like this is not a big deal, this is common knowledge, or this might seem like we shouldn't have to talk about this. The problem is, when I'm graduating from college not too long from now, and over the course of my time in the military, my time in college, high school, and I'm sure that this will continue beyond into whatever comes next. But when I see men today, a lot of men, even though feminism has happened, even though we live in a very gynocentric society, and I don't say those things as an inherent negative. Now, they negatively impact most men, because most men still value tradition. We're still taught to say we want to be traditional men, we want to be providers, we want to be protectors, we want to have a household, we want to have all these things that the generations of men before us have had. Problem is, we don't live in a world or a society in this world that really allows for this. And the problem is, a lot of men don't want to put, they're taught to not put themselves first. They're taught to put everybody before themselves. The girl they like, their parents, their friends, God, and everybody, and then put themselves dead last. And while all the things I mentioned are important, you need to understand that you could be the most giving person on the planet, but if you're a dry well, you're giving nothing but dust, disappointment, and hot air. You have to have water to be a well that can give water. And most people, they don't have anything and they want to give. And giving is great. Giving is what makes men versus boys, in my opinion. Boys like to take and men like to give. The problem is, a man will give to everybody except for himself. He won't reinvest in himself as quickly as he'll give to somebody else who has their hand out with a begging cup, or somebody who asks for something, or somebody who demands you give them something for nothing, or that you take a bad deal because it will make them feel better, or you think you'll feel better because they'll feel better. We need to redefine our destinies. We need to understand that at the end of the day, there are going to be a lot of social pressures from society, from women in our lives, whether it be our friends, family, social workers, you never know who it is, okay? And when we look at society, we look at the average man is pushed into commitment in a relationship for social, religious, or political reasons more often than anything else. And the problem is, the man in question is trying to be a good man, and people are using that against him. Most people will use this idea of be good as a translation for be good for everybody but you. That's what that means. You do good for society, you do good for women, you do good for the children, you do good for the people who align with you politically. You do everything for everybody who's not you. And my friends, a lot of men are in that position right now. They could be married men who are maybe blue collar, maybe lower economic, or even on the higher economic scale, like middle class, upper middle class, you know, what's left of it anyway. Thanks to Joe Biden and his thugs, in my opinion. But we won't make this political. I don't want to make this political. This is a personal development, self-improvement show. And so, but when I see men who are not appreciated by their wives, by the women in their lives, or in taken advantage of by the other men in their lives, or the men collectively just stop talking about important issues because they don't want people to make them feel bad, they don't want people to snoop on them, they don't want to seem ungrateful, they don't want to be emotionally blackmailed, whatever it is. People are afraid to invest in themselves and to tell people no for their own sanity. And gentlemen, I'm here to tell you, you need to take care of yourself. If any of you have ever traveled, when you go on an airplane, one of the first things they tell you to do is before they take off, they give you like the, or how to put your seatbelt on, where the exits are on a plane. But one thing they also do is they'll talk about if the cabin is depressurized or if something happens, these masks will descend from the ceiling. And the first thing they tell you to do is put your own mask on before helping the person next to you or somebody else. The problem is, people don't take that logic into their own lives. Whether it's your Uncle Murray who tries to give you stock advice, meanwhile he doesn't have a dime in the stock business, or it's your buddy who wants to give you relationship advice, meanwhile he doesn't know anything. He's kind of a simp and he doesn't know what he's talking about. Or maybe he's a married guy and he's been married for a couple years and he doesn't know what the game is like, but he wants to pretend like he's winning out here. Meanwhile, he has to negotiate sex from his wife. I mean, come on. This is the problem. Men don't put themselves first. We're taught that that's bad. But I'm here to tell you, it's the haves, not the have-nots, who can do the most good for the world. I'm not telling you to be like a dragon and sit on a hoard of gold and not do anything for anybody. No, quite the opposite, actually. But the problem is most people don't have a hoard of gold in the first place. But they still want to give to everybody around them. They still want to do everything except for them. And I'm here to tell you, start getting yourself right first, and then you're more than welcome to go help people. In fact, I encourage you to go help people. Helping people is great. Makes you feel good. It helps the world. A lot of what you give ends up coming back to you. It's all great stuff. But the problem is a lot of people, they don't start with themselves. They'll give and give the little bit they have without investing it in themselves, creating some compound interest, because there are those who pay compound interest and those who earn it, but they won't even start earning it before they want to give. And you don't have enough to give in the first place. That's what I want to tell you today. And gentlemen, I understand that a lot of us, we have this natural desire to give to women. That's why women love love so much, by the way, in case you didn't know. Women love love so much because they get to receive things from you. It's like Christmas every day. They get to get something from you every day. Of course they would love love. Why not? They're getting stuff. Versus you, love for us is a little different because we're giving and sacrificing and whatever. It could be anything from giving our time on our weekends or after work to giving up on potential promotions at work to help with kids. It could be any one number of these things. And a lot of men, they will never complain about this at all because they are happy to sacrifice for their kids and their wife because they think they appreciate it. And maybe they do, but there are a lot of people who don't. And so my encouragement to you today is to really look at your life right now and in the past, to then take a gander into the future and ask yourself, what is it that maybe I've not been doing for myself that if I did, would create new opportunities both for myself and for the people around me so that they can benefit too. That is how society does the best, is when men say, you know what, giving is great and I will continue to do it, but I also need to give a portion to myself. I believe it's the book of The Richest Man in Babylon. I believe one of the tenets of what The Richest Man in Babylon said was to keep 10%, I think it's 10%, keep 10%, pay yourself first. Always pay yourself first and keep a certain amount of what you have for yourself every day. Just like every new acorn from an oak tree can become a giant oak tree, you need to keep these little acorns, these little seeds for yourself so that maybe you can plant a whole new garden for a whole new village that then you can help give to. But the problem is, you're giving things to people who are squandering what you are giving them, when you could have given that to yourself and done much more with it. That's the problem. And gentlemen, I say this because a lot of men, they're afraid to say this. They don't want to say these things because they think that people are going to think badly of them. They think that people are going to shame them. Oh, how dare you want to give to yourself, you selfish person. You selfish butthole, how dare you? But I don't see it that way. if anybody says that to you, that you should hold up a mirror to them and say, oh, really? When's the last time you gave something? Oh, I'll wait. See, that's the problem. You gotta stop letting other people dictate what you do. It's fine to listen to people, absolutely. But you listen to what they say, you then run it through your own filter, and then you say, you know what? I'm gonna either choose to accept or reject this. You don't just take it and go. No. Because then you don't know what you're getting, and you don't know how it's gonna affect you. We need to use our brains more. One of the biggest problems I see today is people just listen to others and they do what they think is, they just do stuff. They don't think it through. They don't have their own personal powwow and say, wait a minute, do I actually want to do this? Is this actually beneficial? Does this actually serve any the greater good, what I want, my goals? No, they'll just do stuff. Or even worse yet, they'll do nothing at all. They'll consume content like this and then they'll do nothing with the information, and I'll just kind of sit there and go back to doing nothing. That's the worst you can do. I'd rather you make a mistake than make no choice at all. My friends, all this to say, I want you to help redefine yourself, because at the end of the day, we all go through phases and chapters of our lives, and we need to understand that every single chapter is going to be different, but we need to be the constant. Our mindset, our goals must be the constant. We must decide for ourselves, hey, how are we going to give? But we also, how are we going to give and create that compounding opportunity for ourselves so that maybe we can do more with what we might give to other people, to then find better people who will do more if we can give to them? My friends, please, I encourage you to share your story. If you've encountered this type of adversity in your life and you've found what we've discussed today to be true, and you've done something, maybe you built a business, maybe you helped build a family, maybe you did any number of these things that helped change your life and the other people around you's lives, please let me know. Other men in this comment section, they'll probably help as well. My friends, you take care of yourselves, do your own research, always think with your brain, not with what's below your belt, because that's going to get you in trouble more times than it's going to help you. Take care of yourselves, and out of here. Peace.